Blog Talk Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Thank you.
everybody, look at somebody and tell them, I need you.
I need you.
You need me.
You need me. You need me.
We're all apart.
We're all.
Love it. Yes, yes, yes. You pray for me, because we need each other. We need each other to survive. Won't harm you with words from my mouth. Now that's the declaration. I need to survive. Ooh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Did I tell you how much I love it? I love it, I love it. Hezekiah Walker, I need you to survive. We need each other. I need you. You need me. You need her. You need him. We need each other to survive no matter what. Even if you choose to riot, even if you choose to ignore the plight of the young people, even if you pretend the poor don't exist, even if you're living life abundantly, we need each other. Yes, we do. Ah, I love that song. I've just led to it this morning. I said, that's the one. That's the one. If you want to find out more about that wonderful man, minister of God, his songs, you can go to his website, lovefellowship.com. Lovefellowship.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. It's nice to see all of you on the phone lines, in the chat room. Let's see what's going on here. I told Betty that all kind of stuff. Actually, I typed something different before I changed it. All kind of jumping off in here. But I changed it to stuff. I want to keep the energy a little bit, well, very clean. Oh, my God. Just crazy and weird and nuts. And so, anyway, you're listening to Ask. Is that what you're listening to? I think so. Ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. And yes, you can listen to the show online, on the phone, download it, listen to the archive, and all that other great stuff. TGIF, thank God I am free. Thank God I am free to be myself. I am free to be, you know, so much going on in the world. Today, you know, I've been thinking about today's conversation. The title is Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. Stop, driver, stop. I want to get off. I want to get off. I missed my stop. I want to get off. But, you know, when I'm thinking, I've just been thinking about a lot. I do that a lot. Anyway, I'm a thinker. I'm a witness, even though I can be my space. I can be different. You guys hear what you hear on the radio, but there's a part of me that's just quiet and in his head and just. So anyway, now that I reveal that part of myself to you, because I want to jump off, I've just been really thinking about all kind of that's going off, all kind of stuff that's happening, and I question, I wonder, I ask, I imagine. My browser's acting goofy-licious. Okay, good. I think I got it to work perfectly now. And I have a clip that I may share with you. I told Betty about this. I think I'm going to bring Betty on too. Well, what is going on here? Yeah, let's see. Maybe I'll bring Betty on. Betty, you ready to chat? Let me see. Let me go here. But anyway, before we go into the show, it's going to be one of those shows where whatever happens, happens. And we'll see if we can faith it and fake it till we'll make it. So let me give an announcement while Betty gets herself together. Announcement. What's the announcement? I don't know. Monday. We're doing a great show on Monday, actually. What am I talking about? A great show on Monday. As if we don't do great shows. Who is this guy behind this microphone? Who is this imposter? Now, Monday's show, I think I need some music. I don't know. But Monday's show, we're doing a show, okay, we're doing a show where people are sharing stories how they were inspired by strangers, by teachers, by somebody, a family member, and that inspiration caused them to start looking at life differently. People who had an idea and they connected online, and from there life just, you know, life took a whole new meaning. So that's the show we're going to be doing on Monday. And we have Donna. She's a listener, but she came up with the idea. Well, she came up with the idea in a chat room once. I was talking with her on Facebook. She said, wouldn't it be nice to do a show, blah, 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 about people who are inspired by strangers and how that changes life? And she was all hyped about it. And I am really about giving people the platform to express and share themselves. So I just said, you want to co-produce it? Go ahead. And she said, really? I said, yeah. I said, pull people together. Pull the idea together. Let's talk. So she's gone nuts. She's all excited about it. So she's going to be joining us. She's going to be a guest as well, and some other people. Niecy's going to be joining us. Niecy's another listener who, usually in the Life Conversations radio chat room, a sister whose story is just inspiring. She was, I don't know how long she was in prison for, but just so much. And she came out and you'll find that you get all of this on Monday. On Wednesday, we have Reverend Deborah Johnson, the author of Sacred Yes, Letters from the Infinite and Your Deepest Intent. Reverend Deborah is just, she's God in action. I was listening to the interview I did with her on last year. I think it was October. And she just stays open. But anyway, she's going to be here next Wednesday. And if you don't know about Reverend Deborah, Google Reverend Deborah. Bring your questions. We're going to talk about everything that comes up. Questions that you have, just bring it. And she's always ready. The number here is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And yeah, let's go to Betty here. Let's go to Betty. I'm Life Coach Ade. If you want to find out more about me, what the heck, go to my website, lifecoachade.com. But I got some remedies to snap me out of where I'm at. Well, I'm actually good. I am observing. And Betty, how are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you expressing?
I'm doing good. I'm just good. Trying to deal with my computer. I'm about to smash it in the wall. Stop the world. I want to throw my computer off.
Okay. I support anything you want to do, but before you do that, just wait till it's 1:30. Don't do it. Do it at 1:30. I'm getting words from my guys that you have to do it exactly at, actually, they say 1:31. That would be a good time to do it, but right time is not a good time. They say they don't usually give predictions. But this time they will give a prediction, like 1:31. Oh, wait a minute, 1:31 Eastern Standard Time. They told me to be specific.
Well, you know what happened is that, like, yesterday, for some reason, Blog Talk will kick me out of the chat room, or it would kick me out of the studio. Now it's just kicked me out of the studio, you know, and then you have to go all the way back in and sign in. Just so I can do my thing there, but stop the world. I got a few things to throw off. Not myself, but.
So, and the thing is, it's kind of like that. The clip, I was watching a video on YouTube, and just watching the riot in England and some of the things that's happening and how people are responding. Ah, it triggered stuff for me. I mean, when you came up with the title yesterday, Stop the World, I Want to Get Up, I'm like, yes! You know, because sometimes it's easy to get caught up. Not easy to get caught up. When we look at what we call spirituality, what we teach, what I teach, what you do, and what we share on this radio network, sometimes people can say, hey, I ain't in touch with reality. You're talking about love and peace. The whole world is burning down. Well, you know, and I can say to the person, I see your point. But in addition to that, what I'm recognizing is all the chaos, all the things that we're seeing, all the things that make us go, stop, I want to get off. It's created by man. Not man as in the man, like Adam man, human beings. It's happening in our mind. We're creating this evil thought. We have the free will to just think and think anything. We have the free will. And to clean it up, we have to clean it up. So, and then I think of, you know, as when I said to you in the chat room, all kind of stuff were jumping off. You said, wait a minute, what does that mean? Is that good or bad?
Well, I didn't know. You know, when a person tells me all kinds of stuff is jumping off, I got to go, hold it. Especially when I'm talking to you, because I can't hear the tone of your voice or anything. I'm like, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because now I'm going to jump off the world.
I know, right? So there's things jumping off. Mercury's doing what Mercury does, and computers are doing what they do because it's the energy. But we sometimes it's like we got to work hard to stay grounded. Sometimes it feels like we got to – well, I'm not even going to say feels like. Feels like, and I have to work hard to stay centered because there's so much going on. Times like that, I want to say, stop the world. I want to get off. I can't find the door. Somebody make me a window.
You know, there are things that happen in the world that shake a person's spirituality. I mean, these are things I call natural disasters. You know, you start thinking, okay, you know, where's God at in all of this? You know, here's hundreds of more people out of work. I mean, lives that are lost, and like droughts that's happening all over, or famine or something. And I think these situations can really shake a person's faith. But then there are some things that are brought on by man that then make you angry. And then there are some things that you just simply have to laugh about. And so that's how I cope with everything. I have this thing of how to cope with natural disasters. And when the last Japanese earthquake, was it an earthquake? That last one hit.
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that big one. I was talking to a person, and they were saying, you know, wow, you know, the people, you know, they have died and homes lost, and, you know, these people are going through so much and you can't reach. And so there was so much despair. And I said, you know how I handle natural disasters, even though there are those out there who would say that these disasters are caused by men. You know, for what we're putting in the air, and how we are manipulating the cosmos to bring on these natural disasters. Personally, I say whatever, but I tell people, I say, you know, let me tell you how I, you know, remain sane and spiritual when these humongous natural disasters happen. You know, nature balances itself out. If men don't put their finger in it, you know, it has its natural rhythm of balancing itself out. The animal kingdom balances itself out. And I said, who balances men out? I like to think natural disasters is the earth way of balancing men out. I also choose to believe that we all know when we're going to transition over. We don't know it, you know, on a ego mind, but on a spiritual soul level, we know when we intend to exit. And I like to believe that all these souls who have died in those instances have volunteered to do so. And so when I see natural disasters, I send out an extra prayer of gratitude and thankfulness to all those souls who have lost their lives, because they didn't lose it in vain, and they didn't lose it by chance, or, you know, they didn't expect it. It was all in the divine order. And so when I see a natural disaster, that's how I cope with it. Then they're no longer devastating to me. It's just another way of Earth balancing itself out. And so you have to find these little tricks how to cope with the many things that are happening in the world today, that would bring you some peace and sanity. And that's how I make peace and sanity of national. I can't even talk. Mercury retrograde deals with communication. It's messing with my tongue today. So that's how I make heads and tails of natural disasters. There, got it out.
You got it. I'm so proud of you.
I know.
Indeed. You listen to Life Conversations. Yeah, that too. And you listen to Ask Life Coach at A on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. What's on your mind? What are you moving through? What are you growing through? What are you going through? What questions do you have that you sometimes say, I don't know. I don't know about that one. You're frustrated. You want to just share today. You just want to let loose. You just want to express and say, you know, I know I show up and I try to be all loving and all, but today I just want to let it rip. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I think part of the challenge of humanity is this thing about, you know, life is a paradox. You know, especially when you talk about the spiritual context, quote unquote spiritual, because life itself is spiritual. You know, there's this part where we say, you create your reality, it's only you. And then we say, well, we got to work together. And I mean, even the song that I played, I need you to survive. And then we say, well, you know, as long as you find peace within yourself, there'll be peace in the world. It's a wonderful game of life that we work through and struggle through and fine tune so we can really see what's going on. And I think that's where we got caught up. And when you were talking, Betty, about finding balance, I think that's the most important thing. So we got to find balance between seeming good and seeming evil, which is really created by us. So the we look at an event or situation and say, that's good. And we look at another one and say, that's bad. That's horrible. That's evil. That's Illuminati. That's the New World Order. So we have all this definition, but ultimately spiritual growth and transformation is being able to come back to the middle, like India Ari said, come back to the middle. And you just sit there and really see what is true for you, what works for you. And in that is where we create our own reality that, okay, everybody's calling that good, everybody's calling that bad. What I choose to call it what it is. Life is happening, and I get to say it differently. Because the clip, and I don't know, I may share it, because it really got me hot and bothered, like they say in England. So I might share it. But then I have something else to help me get to breathe in and relax. But anyway, number 347-426-3346. We got Carly Dreamer, the dreamer from California. We got Rebecca, who is between U.S. and Europe in her mind, but her body's in U.S., her mind is in Europe. But then she comes back and says, wait a minute, I need to be present. We have Celeste in the house. We have Emilio in the house. We have Tanya in the house. We got numbers from all over the place. One day I'm going to get this person to say something. There's a number here that calls regularly. I don't know the person. There's some other numbers I don't know. But this number, always call in. And they're from Philadelphia. Let me see. Maybe they're going to say something today. The Philadelphia area code. You want them to come to you? Press 1 if you want them to come to you. I might just come to you anyway. But don't hang up.
Come on, Philadelphia. Come on.
Yeah.
Say something.
Let's see. I dare you to say something, 810. We just, today, it doesn't have to be
call
anything.
Call and tell us to shut up.
Well, let's see. Let's try it. 817. 814. You're live. Oh, I'm pushing my luck here, aren't I? Putting people live without even screening them. And they said, I ain't saying nothing. I don't care how much you say something. 810. I'm going to read your whole number out now. I'm feeling kind of... Don't do it. Don't do it, Ade. You better mute that phone quickly. But anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And I think I decided to play that clip. I checked in with the people above. And they said, yeah, I should go ahead and share it. Because this is what we're dealing with. Yeah, you're welcome, Carly Dreamer. This is what we're dealing with. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. The number is 347-426-3346. What's on your mind? It's an open forum. Whatever's going on, if you need our help so you can jump off this earth temporarily, we can help you. But we don't want you to jump off literally because you say, They told me to jump off. Don't jump off now. If you jump, if your guides, your spirit, your intuition, your inner being tells you to jump off, then go right ahead. But what you say? Just a way to step out of the madness, the craziness, the computers acting up. Just a moment to take a break from all of it and relax and not try to be perfect. Don't even try and be authentic. Just be. Just simply be who you are. Don't be spiritual. Don't be religious. Don't be rich. Don't be poor. Just be. Ah, let's see. Let's see. What are we going to do here? Let's do this.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
That's right. We dare you to live your best life, even if you're frustrated.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help. Because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let me try.
Okay. Just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Take time to be a father. Take time to be a dad. Take time to make a difference. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today, no format, no agenda. We're just thinking out loud. I used to do a show called Thinking Out Loud. That's what today's show is about. We're thinking out loud. And, well, that can be dangerous sometimes. But no, I'm thinking out loud with some slight edits. No, I have a delay button. You know, in media, and radio, on television, they have this delay so that when people swear, they can push a button. Yeah, I got one of those because, I don't want to hear all my thoughts. I promise you, you do not want to hear. Sometimes I don't want to hear all my thoughts. Well, here's the clip. I want to hear. Well, let me give you the background to this clip. So, some of you may know, there was riot in England since Saturday. Well, it's quiet down now. But there's this guy, his name is Darkus Howe. He's well known in England. He's a broadcaster, journalist, just well known. And he was interviewed on BBC. Whew, I feel my body feeling tense already. He was interviewed about, you know, what he thinks about the riot. And there's different parts that made me kind of go, on my computer. And he said that he was asked, I want you to pay attention to this part. He was asked if he was shocked by it. And he said, no, he wasn't. And I want you to hear what the interviewer was asked, how she joined that foolishness together. And then at the end, she's talking about, you're not a stranger to riot. This man does great things in England. Okay, let's just play this clip. Let's just breathe, Ade, breathe, breathe. It's going to be all right. It's just a game. Everything in life is for entertainment purposes only. So make sure you tell your friends, your family, share the show, like the page right now, and tell them to come have fun with us while I think out loud. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Well, the violence has raised questions about how best to deal with rioting and disorder on our streets. I'm joined now from Lincoln. No, we've just spoken to Patrick Mercer. I'm now joined by Darkus Howe, who is a writer and broadcaster, and we can speak to him now. And Marcus Dow is in Croydon. Marcus Dow, are you shocked by what you've seen there last night?
No, not at all. I have been living in London for 50 years. There are so many different moods and moments. But what I was certain about listening to my grandson and my son is that something very, very serious was going to take place in this country. Our political leaders had no idea. The police had no idea. But if you looked at young blacks and young whites with a discerning eye and a careful hearing, they have been telling us, and we would not listen, that what is happening in this country to them is
wrong. Mr. Howe, if I can just, stop you, Mr. Howe, for a moment. You say you're not shocked. Does this mean that you condone what happened in your community last night?
I condone, of course not. What I'm going to condone it for, what I'm concerned about more than anything else, there is a young man called Mark Duggan. He has parents, he has brothers, he has sisters, and few yards away from where he lives, a police officer blew his head off.
Well, Mr. Howe, we have to...
Let me finish.
Mr. Howe, we have to wait for the official inquiry before we can say things like that. We don't know what happened to Mr. Duggan. We are going to wait for the police report on it. If I can take you on a little bit, you were talking about your grandson, you were talking about young people. You were talking about your grandson, you were talking
about... They have been stopping and searching young blacks for no reason at all. I have a grandson, he's an angel, and he began to think he was coming of age when the police slapped him up against the wall and searched him, and he thought he had now had a gold star. I asked him the other day, apropos of a sense that something was going seriously wrong in this country, I said, how many times have the police searched you? He said, Papa, I can't count. There's so many times.
Mr. Howe, that may well have happened, and if you say it did, I am not to gainsay you, but that is not an excuse to go out rioting and cause the sort of damage that we have been seeing over the last few days.
Where were you in 1981 in Brixton? I don't call it rioting, I call it an insurrection of the masses of the people. It is happening in Syria, it is happening in Clapham, it's happening in Liverpool, it's happening in Port of Spain, Trinidad, and that is the nature of the historical moment.
Mr. Howe, Mr. Howe, if I can just ask you, you are not a stranger to riots yourself, I understand, are you? You have taken part in them yourself.
I have never taken part in a single riot. I've been on demonstrations that ended up in a conflict. And have some respect for an old West Indian Negro and stop accusing me of being a rioter. Because you won't tickle me to get abusive. You just sound idiotic. Some respect.
Dr. Howe.
Grandchildren.
Thank you very much for joining us from Croydon. Darkus Howe, their writer and broadcaster.
Okay,
he said, you sound idiotic. So when I was there, I was like, I lost my focus for a minute. And what got me mad, it's like, why do we play these mental intellectual games? I mean, you know, what happened in England happened. I don't know the whole details. As Darkus Howe was saying, somebody got shot. Of course, she jumped in and quickly interrupted that. We can't say anything about that. But how do you turn around and say somebody, you're no stranger to riots? I mean, so there are people who are going to play mental games. They're going to just use intellect and words and just try and convey a certain message. But we need each other. We need each other, and until we start to listen, in a chat room, Rebecca was talking about the tsunami and how it causes us to pay attention. It does. There's so much going on in the world right now. The rich, the poor, the old, the young, we all need to listen, to pay attention. And it took me a while to climb down where I was when I listened to that. But let me go to Betty, because I know Betty will say something. But it took me a while to really just see. And it had me in the place. But I have a clip that helped me this morning to actually understand that the tsunami, the earthquake, the riot all over the world, the famine in East Africa, the famine, just all that's going on in the world, in New Zealand, just so many things that we don't. If we were to find out, if we were to hear every day what's going on in the world, it would be too much for us. So in a way, there is an advantage to, if you will, not getting all the information, because there's so much going on. And we need to protect our consciousness. Betty asked me yesterday, would I tell somebody not to watch the news? More than likely. But when I say, you might want to fast from the news, I'm not saying what I think is good for you. I would advise that watch what you put into your consciousness, because what you put in is what's going to come out. And, you know, we don't always get the whole story. We don't always get the whole story. But when something happens, it's important to have authentic conversation. But anyway, Betty, where you is, Betty? I know you're there.
I'm here.
Oh, good.
I'm here.
So,
you know, when I see stories like that, and hear stories like that, especially when I'm watching them on the news, I used to react. I used to tag a lot of emotion behind it, but now I do not. You know, I tend to look at that and shake my head, and then to say, wow, I don't know why those people, all of these people's souls have chosen to experience this. There is a reason for it. There's a reason for her bashing him, or for many people perceiving it as such, and there is a reason vice versa. And I just shake my head and detach from it. And because if I react to it, if I become really emotional about it, then I'm putting myself in the same situation. And I will then be allowing things to come to me based on my emotions and feelings that I'm putting out, based on what I have witnessed, yet not have experienced. So I definitely, like, you know, I mean, my sister's the same way. We just see things like the elections that's going on here. We just shake our heads. But we don't put any emotion or feeling behind it. Now, you know, I had asked Ade yesterday, I said, would you tell a person not to watch the news? Because this is what you see in the news. Life is happening all around the world, and we would go crazy if we knew a lot that was happening out there. We really would, because we wouldn't be able to make heads or tails of it all. I think we see and hear what we are meant to see and hear, and from that you need to determine how you want to assign, what reason you want to assign to it, and how you want to feel about it. So as for me, I don't watch the news because I know me. I know that it takes a lot of energy for me to become unemotional, so I don't put myself in that situation. And I was joking to Ida yesterday, folks, and I'm like, you know, I don't watch news. A lot of people that I know who are quote unquote going the spiritual route are saying, I don't watch news, I don't read newspapers, you know, I don't do this, I don't pertaining that. And I told Ade, I said, I don't watch news, but yeah, I love watching 48 Hours on A&E. I'm looking at that. Or looking at one of those Atlanta Housewives shows, and they're acting all ignorant and crazy on that. But but I know, though, for me, that's not real. You know, this world is an illusion. And I have to remember that when I see natural disasters and people making comments that I'm going to say it, that I call stupid and ignorant, based on their belief system, based on sensationalism, based on all these things. You know, I'm human. And I joke with Ade and I say, there are times when I take my spiritual hat off and throw it out the window for a moment. You know, stop the world. Let me throw my spiritual hat off for a second. You know, I got a string on it to bring it back in, but now I gotta throw it out off for a moment here. I got to deal with this situation. So there are times in which I throw my spiritual hat off. But now I choose when that is. And I know that 90% of what's on the news today is negative. You know, there are great stories on the news. There are great heroic stories. There are people doing great things in the world. There are people making huge differences that are not famous. But you don't hear about them on the news. If they showed more of that, I would love to watch the news.
Uh-huh.
But they don't.
Uh-huh.
You know, for everyone, bad stories. I had no idea about the riots in England up until a couple of days ago. And when I heard about them, I'm like, you know what? Okay, I heard about them, next. You know, you change the world about how you want to look at it.
You talked about, you know, why you don't watch it, because how you get emotional. And some things I just know that's one of the reasons I don't do it. Because if I expose myself to it, then I'm just going to become part of it through my energy. So I just have to really be careful what I watch, because I don't choose to create that. I mean, we talk about law of attraction and energy. Everything's energy. Everything is a vibration. So it doesn't matter if the whole world can agree with you that what you're saying is right or what you're saying is wrong. Once you get caught up, you create more of that. And all of it is happening in our heads, which is a nice segue to a conversation we were having yesterday, kind of shifting to less, and I'm still going to play another audio clip, but to something less triggering, if you will. But this whole thing about life and what it means to be human and what we are creating, all of it is happening in our head. So Rebecca was from here, and there's a Facebook group called Love Streamers. And, you know, people who stream Agape on Wednesdays and Sundays. So I'm one of the people, the part of the group. So yesterday, I just had this crazy weird thought, which most of you know that's nothing unusual for me. I usually have crazy weird thoughts, and I'm grateful that I do, because I can go out there. But anyway, I can't even remember
nothing
what I said. Maybe Rebecca can remind me, but I remember saying something like, you know, these virtual relationships that we create, you know, there are people like, even now, funny enough, Kathleen is in here. I said, oh, Kathleen came in at the perfect time. There's Kathleen in there. She's part of the group. Rebecca's part of the group. You know, so we have these groups that we create on Facebook, on the social media, and we interact. We share personal stories. We feel like we're friends, but most of us, we never met one another. Okay, we may have talked on the phone, but we've never really met each other. So for me, I was thinking, you know, this interaction is really based on the figment of our own imagination. So we're having a relationship with people we never met. We really don't know. We just go by because maybe they agree with what we're saying. Of course, intuition will lead you to people you say, oh, I know they're saying so-and-so, but I won't go to intuition yet, because when intuition shows up, it just goes into it and brings the real truth. But in life, what we do, we create this drama, this party, this party in our heads, and we relate to our life based on the image that we create. So when we think of the tsunami, when we think if we're going to judge the lady for criticizing or calling, accusing Darkus Howe about, you're no stranger to riot, it's really all these images that we create in our world. And then that brings me back to that whole thing about we create our reality. And I think you said something like that about that, Betty. And I think hold on one second. Oh, gosh, what's really going on? But when we realize our power and we get real clear about when we get clear that we are creating what we're seeing, I think it helps to bring us back into the middle. So go ahead, Betty.
You know, nothing in life has a meaning until you assign one to it. Nothing. And even that whole conversation, that clip that you played, has no meaning until you assign what that meaning is, and then you react to that meaning. And then that begins to form and create your reality, which then create your belief, which then manifests into the now for you. So, you know, I like to say when we see something and it's out of alignment with us and we're feeling negative about it, we have to stop and reassign a reason for what we are seeing and then decide how we want to feel about it so that we can now create something that's more in alignment with us. Anything that brings you anger, frustration, pity, sadness, depression, anything, is simply saying what you are perceiving, what you have chosen to believe at that point about this event, this person, this situation, is not in alignment with you. So take a breath, because this is the whole thing. We are, if we are God expressed, if God is expressing himself through us, and he's all powerful, that means we are powerful as well. We can create anything we want. You don't like what you see, change it. And then you change it by deciding how you now choose to see it and what reason you're going to tag on it and how you're going to feel about it after you tag that reason. And that's how I make heads or tails of everything in the world. I look at it. If it doesn't feel right to me, I have a choice. Mm-hmm. Shut it down. Turn it off. Know that this world is an illusion. Know that everybody is doing what they have set out to plan. I don't have to understand. I don't have to make heads and tails of it. I just need to accept everybody's journey for what it is. Mm-hmm. And then I need to assign how I want it, how I want to look at it and mm-hmm. feel about it. And then right. change. What do you say? Change, you know, how do you say it?
Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. And it starts with you. You know, a lot of people think, I'm just a single person. What can I do? Boy, do you understand how much energy one single person has? Think about it, folks.
Think about it. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Today's an open forum show. Just call it. Whatever's on your mind, even if you disagree, even if you agree, if you're frustrated, if you just want to just let loose and, like, you know what, I want to get this. I want to just get this off my mind, but nobody will listen. We may not listen, but we'll give you the platform, because if we listen, we may agree with you. And when we agree with you, we create more of what you don't want. So we just give you the platform, 347-426-3346. I want to go back to what you said about the whole thing about everything is all about the meaning we associate with an event. And Emilio is talking about that, Elevate the Soul. He's talking about that in the chat room right now. Life really is indeed empty and meaningless. Life is empty and meaningless. But what we do, we as human beings, we're meaning-making machines. We are here to give things a meaning. So even in that clip, I know when I riled up, there are things that I've given meaning to, that I'm changing. I'm working on changing my meaning of it. Because we were born into this. As children, you know, we can't, it was like a, what they call it, what they call those things where, the factories where, like a manufacturing factory, when they're making cars, you know, they're something chain. I can't remember the phrase. But, you know, as children, we come in here as babies. We're here. Our parents just give us, they tell us the meaning of what something means. And we just take it and keep moving. And then the teachers tell us this means that. And then the society tells us that means this. When this happens, you should be upset. When this happens, you should react. So we grow up. Sometimes we just have no control over the meaning that's been given to us, that we took it because we believed what they said. It must be right. They're older. They're adults. They love us. So the meaning, and I think spiritual growth and transformation, I know that spiritual growth and transformation is to give our lives different meaning, and to a point when you realize, actually, nothing really means anything, only the meaning that I give it. And if I want to find peace of mind, I have to give events and scenario the meanings that work for me. Sometimes there's some meanings that are still holding on. There are meanings that are holding on. But all of it comes together to help us be more of who we are. And here, let me call on some folks here who are going to break it down. That we need craziness to happen in the world. We need it. We actually created it so we can know who we are. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome those people who don't know what it means to be human, because they just simply live in a non-physical planet. So they have answers to everything we human beings go through, which I can't find right now. Here it is. Help me welcome Abraham.
Often people will say, well, Abraham, why are we set up this way? In other words, why does it have to be hard if we are pure positive energy and then we are born into these bodies? Why are we so assured that there will be resistance surrounding us? Why does there have to be so much that we worry about that gets our attention and that sets up resistance within us and keeps us from being in the place of allowing that we so much want. And we say, it is because the benefit of the contrasting environment is millions of times more valuable than the negative is detrimental. In other words, if you did not have the ability to discern difference, you could not prefer. And if you could not prefer, you could not vibrationally summon source. And if you could not vibrationally summon source, then we would all cease to be. And so the entire universe is based upon our ability to conclude the new idea, which is the summoning forth of the new life into the new space. And then you say, but wouldn't it have been better if we could have had an environment where it was easier to stay connected? And we say, there is no environment that is easier to be connected than an environment in which you are free to choose thought. And you say, but it's hard to choose a thought that feels good when there's so much around me that feels bad. And we say, only because you haven't practiced it that way. Only because you've been convinced that you've got to clamor around the problem in order to find the solution. And there is truth in some of that. The clamoring around the problem is what is giving birth to the desire, you see. And so it's all an integral part of all of this. There are some who say that we should not encourage you to have desire. And yet we cannot stop you from having desire. The universe is established to produce desire. There are some who say it is inappropriate to have desire. And we say those are only those who have not figured out how to find vibrational alignment with the desire. So the desire is always painful. We understand why you would not want to have a desire that is painful, but the only reason it is painful is because you have not yet learned how to allow. So then you say, well, how do we allow? And we say, you find a thought that feels good and practice it until it becomes your proclivity. And you say, oh, that's far too simple. There's got to be something bigger than that. There's got to be something a lot more than just feeling good. And we say, there is nothing more important than that you feel good. Because when you feel good, you've got control of your vibration. And when you've got control of your vibration, you are the deliberate creator of your experience. So when you say, why do we have to allow? We say, it is because you were born into an environment where there are choices. You were born into an environment where there is variety. In other words, if you lived in a household where everybody thought exactly the same way, and nobody had any contention about anything, everybody wanted everything exactly the same. You were all born to love pizza, and you were all born to love milk, and you were all born to love the color yellow, and you were all born to love hardwood floors instead of carpeted floors. And you were, in other words, if you were all born with these samenesses, you say, oh, we would get along so famously. We all sing the same songs and we do the same things, and we say you would not be stimulated to a new idea, and a continuing life force could not continue to be drawn within you, because you need, we all need an active calling. That's big. We all need an active calling. There has to be an activation of that summoning of energy. And as long as there is an activation of that summoning of energy, then life continues, and it is our promise to you that life will always continue. And so you say, well, this activation of this energy is a good thing, but my resistance to it is not a good thing. Why do I have to learn allowing? And we say, you would not have to learn allowing if you had not learned disallowing. And you say, that's my point exactly. Why was I born into an environment where I learned disallowing? Why do I have to go back now and learn how to allow? Shouldn't I just naturally allow? And we say, because you wanted the environment of difference, and you needed to find your bearing, and you needed to find your place, and you needed to decide what you want. In other words, we promise you, you did not want to come into an environment where you just said yes, 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 yes to all of it. You wanted to say yes, no, well, maybe. Well, what do I think? What do I conclude? What is my preference? Otherwise, your perspective has no value if you are not here to decide, to discern, to prefer something new, you see. So then you say, but I thought we are all one. And we say, we are all one, playing off one another for the purpose of coming up with a new idea. And you say, well, it's painful because now I have to learn how to allow all over again. And we say, you'll be all right. You can use your guidance system to know. If you don't get too far from where you are, it's always easy to bring yourself back to center. And even if you do get far from where you are, it's still easy to bring yourself back to center. It just takes deciding that feeling good is worth something. And practicing with real determination to feel good for no other reason than to feel good. And in time, you show yourself that allowing is not a big issue. It's easy to allow. In fact, it is your dominant proclivity. You would much rather love than not love. You know how we know that? When you don't love, you feel miserable. You would much rather praise than criticize. You know how we know that? Because when you criticize, you feel awful, and when you praise, you feel wonderful. You would much rather know your success and know your value than to feel that you do not have value. You know how we know? Because we feel your pain when you choose the other. In other words, we think that it must be so easy to know the stove is hot. In other words, that does not feel good. It does not feel good to put your hand on a hot stove. And we do not understand sometimes why it is so hard to take your hand off the stove. And you say, my mother had her hand on the stove. Her mother had her hand on the stove. Our family puts its hand on the stove. It's just what we all do. The day I was born, they put my hand on the stove. And we say, but now you get to decide how you like it. And you say, but it's hard. Do I dare take my hand from the stove? And we say, risk it and try it. And you say, ah, it is sweet relief when I take my hand from the stove. But look, my mother still has her hand on the stove, and my government still has its hand on the stove. They've all got their hand on the stove. Who am I to find the relief of not putting my hand on the stove? And we say, all right, put your hand back on the stove if you want to. But understand that you get to allow or not allow. These are your choices. We're wanting you to understand that it's not hard to allow. In fact, the hardest thing of all is to learn patterns of not allowing who you are. It's a lot harder to be confused than to be clear-minded. It's a lot harder to be sick than it is well. It's a lot harder to not have enough money than to have enough money. It's a lot harder to be negative than to be positive. It's a lot harder to be pessimistic than to be optimistic. The hard, 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 hard thing is not allowing. It's easy to allow. You just have to give yourself permission to do it and practice it a little bit. You are on your own in this, and you like it that way. You came into this environment knowing that you would be an individual consciousness that would have your individual preferences, and that anything that you in your powerful individualness identify as your desire source energy will answer. It is our expectation that you will prove to yourself that you have the ability to let it in. It is so much easier than you think. There's just one thing that you have to remember. It is good to feel good. It is good to feel good. Clarity is your natural state of being. Healthy is your natural state of being. Eager is your natural state of being. Loving is your natural state of being. It is natural for you to have desire, and it is natural for you to anticipate happy outcomes. And it is natural for you to love, and it is natural for you to sing, and it is natural for you to play. It is natural for you to skip. It is natural for you to be joyful. It is natural for you to know well-being. It is natural for you to expand. It is natural for you to question. It is natural for you to find interest. It is natural for you to want more. And it is natural for you to feel good. And anything else is resisting the natural state of who you are. There is great love here for you. We are complete.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move, and be natural. Like Fertile Ground said, be nurtured, be natural. Don't sing, don't do it. Not right now. Wow, feeling good just for the sake of feeling good, you know? I just love it. I mean, that's how I get my boost every now and then. When I get caught up and I'm resisting, I get my boost by simply getting a shot of Abraham, and he helps me to allow. But really, no matter what's causing you to want to jump off the wall, and no matter what you're dealing with, it's natural to feel good, natural to love. Anything else is just resistance. And, you know, we got to do our own work. We have to do our own work to experience those wonderful words that we hear, because we read the books, we go to the retreat, we hear the music, and we're all inspired. And sometimes we go back to work, or we're in a relationship, or we're driving down the highway, and we've forgotten all of that. But we have to do what we need to do to get back to the center. And Betty's tried to distract me right now. Betty and I was always talking about having a glass panel between the studio. I would have to close that window because Betty is a trip. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AOLifeConversationsRadio.com. We're going to take a call. Emilio is saying something in the chat room, which I want to bring up. Elevate the Soul in the chat room. His real name, his other name is Emilio. And there was, I don't remember when, I don't know, maybe Emilio remembers when they did it, but there were people who gathered in D.C. to meditate, and crime went down. You know, that's an expression, that's an example of the power that moves us, the power that we are. And when we start to remember that, then it's easy not to get caught up in newscasts. It's easy not to get caught up in, you know, just all the other distractions. We can see life for what it really is. We welcome all of you in the chat room, Callie Dreamer, Kathleen Cole, Eduardo, it's nice to see you. Elevate the Soul, Silent Listeners, Rebecca, Electra is one of my virtual sisters, my virtual friend that I have a virtual relationship with. I don't know if she really exists. Maybe she just exists in my mind. And not only that, I think she doesn't really exist. And she knows it. So she has an office called a virtual office. So she doesn't really have an office. Virtual office center is all happening in your mind, in your head. You create your reality. You're the director, you're the producer, you are the extra, you are the, what's the other thing, the writer, the scripter, all the people that come together to make a movie, you are making it happen. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, LifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's go to Celeste. Hello, Celeste, how are you doing?
Hi, Ade. Hey, Betty. I'm actually
Why do you always sound like you didn't even know that you called and said, oh, my God, it's me.
Oh, because, dude, if you actually knew where I was, which is actually probably why this is so great right now, I have a friend named Sarah. Hold on for a second. Say hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so we're at work, and we find moments in the day to rejuvenate. So we go for walks and listen to Life Conversations Radio, Ask Life Coach today. So the reason why it sounded like that is because we tried to find a quiet spot to call in, and, like, there's, like, lawnmower going, and the garage just went up. So I was actually laughing, going, I thought this was going to be quiet, but everything is well now. But the reason that I called in is because there is a little girl out here walking around with the number 9 on her back, and she looks exactly like a little girl who is featured in a card or reading that Betty put up for During Virtue, that goes to inner child and focusing on playing. And I know the number 9 to be about introspection. So I was like, look at that, play with introspection. And while, yes, I have things that I'm working through and growing through like everybody else, in this moment, in this now, I'm outside with a dear friend, on the phone with friends, looking at the clouds and enjoying it. And that's how I'm recreating memory in my life and moments in my life that I want to hold on to. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. And, you know, like she said, great memories in our life. That's what we do. We're creating these memories. We're creating these images. We're creating things in our own mind, and we live into it. So what are you creating in your world? What's your life? What's happening today? 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Let's go to Betty Pegues. Where'd she go? Oh, right here. Oh, Betty, you're a trip. You know that. Okay. Betty sent me a message. She said, do you want to read some funny or WTF news stories? It's funny when you say the WTF out, but that's what I'm laughing at. This is interactive radio, reality radio. So, Betty, yeah, let's read, share some. Oh, I almost said it. WTF news, please.
WTF news. You know what? And the reason I do it is because we were talking about perception. We were talking about how we view the news and what meaning we give to it. Now, today, you know, I send out the intent that if I do watch the news, I'm going to see something I can crack on, or it's going to make me laugh or something. So I'm always coming across something that's put out on the news. And I watch CNN a lot. And CNN put out a story yesterday about
Are you telling listeners that you watch constant negative news? I'm disappointed.
Constant negative news?
That's
your perception, not mine.
Nice comeback. Nice one. Go ahead. I'll shut up now.
Okay. So the state of Texas is going through a drought right now, and I don't know how many people know that. But they've been having some major water issues. And the officials in Texas says desperate times calls for desperate measures. So now they're going to start recycling urine. And when I read that, I forgot about the drought. All I could think about was recycling urine. And they were saying that in NASA's already does something like that in their space system when they're in space, but it's way different than what Texas is going to do, and they know it's going to gross people out, but once again, desperate times calls for desperate measures. And so I'm thinking, what's the reason behind this? Well, you know, here's the drought that's gotten to the point where Texas is saying we now need to consider recycling urine and recycling the waste water. And you think it's funny, but, you know, there's something behind it because, you know, we waste water. And maybe that story can bring people back to the realization of not wasting water. Now, as I was reading that story, I started thinking, you know, folks, maybe people in Texas should, you know, eat a lot of lemon or something.
I'm laughing because so much is flying through my head. I'm just like, oh, God, Betty, you got me on that one. That makes me go, WTF.
But that wasn't the biggest WTF story.
Okay, before you go to the next one, though, let me say something about this recycled urine, which, you know, some level,
okay.
Yeah, you think, oh, my God, oh, jeez, I'm not going to drink that. This probably grosses people out. But anyway, no, it won't. But this is what I'm going to say. One, considering what we've been talking about, take things in our head, in our own mind, we could use our imagination. What would happen if one day, maybe one day they announce that they've been doing that a long time ago, and we don't even know. But when they tell us, it's like gross. But who knows? Maybe years from now, you go to the grocery store and would say, recycled urine made from organic human being. They ate organic food, and this is a healthy drink. Who knows? Who really knows what we're eating and drinking? I got to say this. One of the things that I found out, and I think it was during the Jamie Oliver show, apparently the FDA actually allows a certain amount of bug wings and bug doo-doo. Oh, is that right to say on the radio? Okay.
You know what?
Bug excrement that they allow certain amount that they consider to be safe. So sometimes you're eating something that tastes so good, but the FDA says, well, this part of the internet is a great, there's a phrase they use for it, relatively safe to eat or something like that. Maybe I Google it. But you know,
well,
what we're eating. Go ahead.
You can Google that and get the whole list. Because I did that at one point and started sending it out to people, and everyone wrote me back and said, Betty, sometimes it's worth not knowing things.
That's what I would say. What?
And like peanut butter, for instance, peanut butter has so many insect parts in it that are safe to eat. So, and so there's like legs and wings and just in your peanut butter, little worms and things like that. But it's ground up so much.
All right, just read the next story, please. Just read the next story. I was Googling it, but I don't think I'm going to read it out. I'm not going to do that to my listeners.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
There is a list. You can't see the list of it and every food ingredient which has bugs in it. So.
No, I'm not doing it. Just best not to know. Yes. So maybe you're already drinking recycled urine already, but now they just decided to tell us they're going to do it so that they can say they've been doing it a lot.
Let me tell you that. You're eating much more than you realize.
But I don't want to know. So next story, please.
Okay. So this is the one that says, you know, what the F for me. And it really was to put on the news, you know, actually it was. There's a show called Strange Addictions, and I don't know if anybody ever watched it. I think it's on TLC if you have cable or satellite. But there's a lady, a woman, a widow, who says eating her husband's dead ashes helps her to cope in the world. Talking about coping in the world. And, you know, when the body is cremated, it's about 6 pounds of ashes. And so far, she's eaten a pound of her husband. She says he was everything to her. And I really mean, when you say my husband tastes delicious, she really knows what she's talking about.
In spiritual terms,
overdone.
Oh God! In spiritual terms, you can say she was being at one with her husband. You know,
she is at one with her husband. I'm telling you. You know, and so she says she loves putting her fingers in the urn and licking and eating his ashes. Mm. Whew. Stop the world. Push her off with her husband. She belongs on another planet. Not Earth.
Oh, I'm hungry. Where's the urn? I want to eat my husband. Where's the urn? Can I have some ketchup with that? All right. I don't know how you end up in this place, but I must say, Betty, you're grossing people out in the chat room. Kathleen said, no, not peanut butter. We're just about to have peanut butter toast. No, but really? You can find it. There are some things that are allowed in our food that because for me, I don't like flies. I don't like roaches. I don't want them to even come close to my plate. And so,
let me say what the FDA said, because this was written, you know, a while ago, and I'll have to find the link to give it to you, because they do actually give you a list of every canned food, every beverage, every everything that has bug parts in it, and they tell you which bugs and how much is in it. And they say it's because they can't eliminate them all. So there's a safe amount to consume.
Oh,
and
wow.
So if you were to get a can of corn and find a little leg in it, you know, the FDA say that's safe. You know, that's safe to consume. That's the safe amount. You shouldn't see it. It should be liquefied or something like that. But every time,
you mean we shouldn't see it? We shouldn't see a wing or a roach wing? Only chicken wings. Okay, got it. Okay, yeah.
Didn't
okay.
See, I mean, if you even knew how meat was processed, most people would become truthful.
No.
I already know. Like you said, there are certain news you just. You know,
yes.
But there are people have to understand that there is hardly any canned good. When I read this list, there's hardly any fresh produce. That's why you wash it. Broccoli, for instance, those really tight. Being a chef, and I tell people, you know, we buy as a chef, we buy food in huge quantities, and every single case of broccoli has these little bugs underneath the head. They're so tiny that they actually look like they're part of the broccoli if you're not careful in looking at them. And a lot of people just take that broccoli home and chop it up and put it in their salad, not knowing they're eating some of these little buggies. So, and celery.
I need another co-producer. I don't like this one because I like broccoli.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, recycling the urine, that's just something they're really contemplating. But we are actually There is no food. You really have to grow your own food and wash your own food not to be eating bug products.
But then here's really the deal, though. Even as we get grossed out, I know I am. I mean, the part of me that likes to investigate and read and get knowledge is still Googling that information. But I'm Googling saying I don't want to see it, but I want to see it. But the truth is it really goes to show that we don't even know the kind of things we come in contact with on a day-to-day basis. I mean, if we ever do a show about restaurants and people who worked in restaurants, I think most of us won't go to restaurants. The things I know when I used to work in a restaurant, the things that I saw, I'm not going to do that to my listeners. I'm just not going to do it. But here's the thing. It brings
See, Rebecca
back.
Did it already. Oh, she put it out there. There you go, Ade.
What's that?
Don't read this. It's going to gross you out. I'm serious. I had a lot of people come back at me and go, Betty, why you do that? We'd rather not know.
Okay. Rebecca gave me a link. So as we get ready to release this crazy show, the food defect action levels of natural and unavoidable defect food that present no health hazard for humans. I don't want to look at it. I'm not going to look at this. I will later on, but not during my show. I will later on. But anyway, but my point, as we get ready to release the show, my point is it really goes to show that we are vibrational beings, that through our vibrational energy, we get to create our reality. If you align with sickness and you think because you do this, you didn't do that, then you're going to be sick, then you will. People tell me, oh, don't come near me. I got the flu. I got the cold. My first response to them is, I don't want anything I don't want. I've hugged people with flu and whatever they're dealing with. It's like, no, that's yours. And they say, oh, don't come near me, please. We have to be responsible for our own health and well-being. We have to be responsible for the information we put in our mind. We have to be responsible for the kind of relationship we are creating. We have to be responsible for the thoughts we're putting out into the universe. No matter, even if the whole world can agree with you and say you're right, if you really just look at what you're putting out, does it serve the world? Does it serve humanity? And ultimately, you know, we're all here to express ourselves completely. I love when Abraham says, feeling good feels good. Just do what makes you feel good. Do what brings you peace. Now, some people get scared about, well, people doing what makes them feel good, the whole world will be crazy. No, that's because you don't understand the statement. Now, the riot in England, you can say, well, that's what people doing what made them feel good. No, those were people who were not in alignment with their soul, who were angry, who only channel the anger and didn't understand their own power. For people who are doing what makes them feel good and they get lost, they get drunk in feeling good, they can't help but be more of that and give more of that out. When you do what brings you peace, you send out peaceful energy. When people are tripping, acting ignorant, or whatever you want to call it, it's because that's what they're dealing with. So, this has been a crazy show. I knew it would be. And thank you, my crazy co-producer who has all the information. Okay, let me just see if I can find something I can read with you. Betty, I'm just tempted. No, I won't do it. I'm going to play a song. I want to leave on a good note. I just want to leave on a good note. But I'm tempted to read something and share it. But, okay, the link. Oh, it's too long to read. I'm going to save the link. If anybody, those of you listening on the phone line, if you want the link, send me an email, ask@lifecoachade.com. I send it to you. But sometimes some things are best left alone. That's what I say. But if you want to know, I'll email it to you. But you know what? Doesn't matter. There's no death. We're vibrational beings. We were never born. We'll never die. So if you eat something and you transform, so be it. So, Betty, we're going to wrap this.
You know, people eat bugs, you know, right now already, and, you know, clean ones, and they're growing them for that. I mean, they're used for medicinal purposes, and
organic,
they are good.
Organic bugs.
People in the Amazon, people, you know, they're saying that's the way we need to really be thinking about things as we go on in this world. You know, there are edible bugs out there, you know, so maybe I'll try one in my next lifetime. I don't know.
But here's another one. Here's something else to think about. we really don't know what we put in our mouths every day. I'm not even talking about the food. We don't know if a fly has been on it, what kind of bug is on it. So when we don't see it, we're not thinking about it. It's only when we think about it. But you know what? With awareness, you become more aware. And you realize that everything is. All is good. Everything is God, right? Everything's an expression, expression of God. Everything is energy. All is well. All is well. TGIF. Thank God I'm free. I don't have to worry about recycled urine or bug wings in my peanut butter and jelly, which I'm peanut butter sandwich I'm going to eat in a few minutes. I don't know.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Oh, God, Betty, you're nuts. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we wanted it to be a laid-back show. It turned out to be, I didn't know we were going to actually end up here, but it's good. It's good to laugh sometimes. It's good to just be relaxed and just be free. And Betty, well, have a wonderful weekend. We're back on Monday to do the inspirational show where listeners and people who's been touched by an angel, touched by strangers, get to share their story. That's Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listeners, please share the show with your friends, your family, your lovers, your haters, your friends, your coworkers, people, the newborn baby, and the ones that are getting ready to transform into the new world. You know, just share the show with every and anybody, even the FDA. Tell them to listen to this show especially, and they'll be impressed. Betty, thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and I'll catch you on the other side. And let's see. I'm just looking for a song to play right now. All right, Betty. Talk to you later.
Bye.
We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. And we thank God for you. And be loved. Be still. And be grateful. Be everything. And let's see. What song do I want to play here? Oh, yeah. We started the show off as we started with the whole thing about just crazy stuff that's going on in the world. But we all fall down. State of Man. You can find out more about them by going to stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. Thank you, all of you in the chat room, those of you listening on the archive. I love and appreciate you. Let's keep this laughter going. Share your story. Send us an email, ask@lifecoachada.com, or you can put it on the page, the Facebook page, Ask Life Coach Ade. I am out of here. Peace in and peace out. This is We All Fall Down.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. I even lost my way. Then I learned forgiveness starts with me. Put my burden down.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.